again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, 24th of August, 2007. It's the birthday of Jorge Luis Borges, born in Buenos Aires, Argentina, 1899. He was the director of the National Library of Buenos Aires, a cushy job. He could do his work in 1 hour every morning, spent the rest of the day reading or writing. One of his stories, The Library of Babel, is about a man who works in a library that contains all the books that have ever been written, as well as all the books that could ever be written, as well as an infinite number of books filled with gibberish. Borges published many collections of stories, including Ficciones and In Praise of Darkness. It was on this day in 79 AD Mount Vesuvius erupted, barring the Roman resort town of Pompeii. For 2 weeks there had been thin clouds of volcanic ash drifting down from the mountain, which people had been sweeping off the streets. And then, on the morning of this day, Mount Vesuvius exploded and sent a cloud of ash 12 miles into the air, blacking out the sun. Some people did not leave right away. They thought they'd have time if they had to leave, but the volcano had spewed toxic gases along with molten rock. Birds began to fall dead from the sky, and then the city was blanketed with volcanic rock and ash, by the end of the day buried under more than 20 feet of debris. Molten rock preserved the city until the mid-1800s, when the excavation of Pompeii began, which revealed a preserved city from the moment of destruction. Archaeologists could see the pictures people had painted on their walls, what cutlery and cookware they kept in their kitchens, graffiti on bathroom walls, legal documents on wax tablets. Most of what historians know about everyday life in ancient Rome is based on what they found in the preserved city of Pompeii. They found the bodies of the people who died in the eruption. The volcanic ash had molded to the bodies of the victims, leaving a perfect imprint. The bodies decayed, and then archaeologists poured plaster into these molds, and the result was replicas of the victims at the moment of death. On the floor in one house, they found a father and son, the boy on his back looking up at his father, and they were holding hands, adults with their arms outstretched, trying to protect children, a family of eight rushing toward the sea, dogs straining against their leashes. It's the birthday of the poet Robert Herrick, London, 1591, who wrote the lines, "Gather ye rosebuds while ye may, old time is still a-flying, and this same flower that smiles today, tomorrow will be dying." And it's the birthday of the novelist A.S. Byatt, Sheffield, England, 1936, author of Possession, about two critics falling in love as they uncover the story of two Victorian poets who fell in love 100 years before. Here's a poem for today by Terence Winch, entitled Forgiveness. Father Cahir kept us holy. He smoked cigars in the confessional. He had a distracted air about him, as though he wasn't sure what he was supposed to do next. I don't remember what he taught, history, probably. It was his liberal attitude as a confessor that made him a legend. No matter what you confessed to, he always barked out the same penance. 3 Hail Marys and a good act of contrition. Next. So we tested this leniency, confessing to rape, murder, burglary. Cahir paid no attention. He knew we were a bunch of high school punks. Puffing his cigar, he'd issue his standard penance and absolve all sins, real or imagined, with godlike aloofness. His vast indifference to, or total acceptance of, the darkness within the human soul, exactly how I hope the deity regards us. Take forgiveness any way you can get it. Forgiveness, a poem by Terence Winch from his collection Boy Drinkers, published by Hanging Loose Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of favorite poets, readings, guides, audio recordings, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. and by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Production assistance from Katrina Ciccala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.